This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 100 for Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Wednesday, boosted by chart-based buying and spillover from the Chicago soy complex. Canola up $3 to $6, November up $5.60 at $864.80 per ton. Canola showed some independent strength to start the day as wide crush margins and solid end-user demand provided support. Updated supply-demand estimates from the USDA elicited a bullish response in the soy complex, and that contributed to the move higher in canola. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, wheat lower, and corn held near unchanged as markets there reacted to the monthly USDA report. Soybeans up 19 cents in the November contract at $13.96 per bushel. The USDA pegged soybean yields this year at 49.8 bushels per acre. That's down by 0.7 bushels from last month's estimate. Average pre-report expectations had been for a slight upward revision to yields. New crop ending stocks held steady at 200 million bushels, despite a slight increase in the old crop carryout. Brazil's soybean production was upped by 3 million tons to 152 million, while Argentina's crop was left unchanged. Solid export demand contributed to the gains in beans, with the USDA reporting private export sales this morning of over 500,000 tons to China. The U.S. soybean harvest was 44% complete in the latest weekly report. Corn pulled in two directions today, with spillover from the gains in soybeans countered by a bearish tone in wheat. December corn unchanged at the close at $6.93 per bushel. The USDA lowered its average corn yield estimate by 0.6 bushels per acre, now at 171.9. That was in line with expectations. The U.S. corn harvest was 31% complete as of this past Sunday, 1 point ahead of the average for this time of year. Wheat posted large losses across the board, down 20 cents in the Minneapolis December contract at $9.65 per bushel. Kansas City down 20 cents at $9.70 per bushel in December, and Chicago wheat down 18 cents in the December contract at $8.82 per bushel. The USDA adjusted its wheat balance sheet slightly, with small downward revisions to yields and harvested area, resulting in a cut to production, now at 1.65 billion bushels. U.S. wheat ending stocks were also revised lower to 576 million bushels, but average trade estimates had been for even tighter stocks. World wheat ending stocks at 267.5 million tons were down by a million from the September report. U.S. winter wheat was 55% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's 3 points behind the average. Dryness in the southern plains is raising some concerns over germination in the area. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 12th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.